headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Today is National Bosses Day. It's a day to celebrate your supervisor on the job. But what if you're not in a celebratory mood with the boss? Or maybe you need to get something off your chest or even ask for a raise. So how do you do that? Well, joining us tonight with some advice are Nichelle Holmes, a young professional and marketing and brand managing expert, and also Crystal Hewitt. She is a restaurant manager in Prince George's County. Yes, she's a boss. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Nichelle, Crystal, thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Crystal already messed up because she works in a restaurant. She didn't bring her brother a plate. So already there's a deficit right there. So we're not listening to anything that she has to say. Yeah, there you go.
Come in whenever you guys are ready.
Okay, I'll do that. Do people really celebrate National Bosses Day?
I will admit, this is my first time hearing of it, but it is something that we should celebrate. Some of us have great bosses, so it is great to take an opportunity to reflect on that, to thank our great bosses, encourage them to continue to do good work. So It's my first time celebrating National Bosses Day.
Did you celebrate today? Did you give the boss a card or some flowers or something?
I didn't send any flowers. You know what? Dang it. I you know what? I put it in. It just didn't show up. Very strange. Yeah,
you put it in an email.
I put it in an email.
Yeah, how about that? So what did you get today for National Bosses Day, Crystal?
A day off.
Did you really? How about that?
Yeah. That was great. It wasn't planned.
Did you know about National Bosses Day?
No.
So this is a new thing for you guys.
Yeah. I think the administrative day, I think, is celebrated more than National Bosses Day. I think support staffs, I think as a boss, you kind of realize that you're only as good as your team. Mm-hmm. And so you have to kind of build that morale. So it's better to celebrate them. And if they celebrate you, that's great. That's fantastic. But more so, like, their performance is a big enough celebration, I think, as a boss or as a leader, than just like a day to be like, oh, you're great. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
So from your perspective, because I'm sure you have a boss.
I do.
How might you celebrate your boss if you didn't today?
That's a tough one. I think that I have a great relationship with my boss. My boss and I, he's taken on a father figure role to me, and he's really helped me grow in my position and with the company. I'm definitely appreciative of him. I don't know. He drinks rum, so I probably would have gotten him a bottle of
like
rum.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with liquor.
Yeah, there it is. Boy, I tell you, this is going downhill. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about National Bosses Day. How might you celebrate your boss? But also, if you need to have difficult, uncomfortable conversations with your boss, how might you go about it? So, Nichelle, what might you do if you see your boss do something that you're not comfortable with, such as perhaps humiliate or embarrass one of your coworkers or colleagues?
Right. That's a great question. I think we very often see people, whether they're our bosses or not, do things that are inappropriate in the workplace, and we have to catch ourselves and really be comfortable enough to say to them or confront them. I've had bosses at certain points where they are not behaving in the way I would want to behave or the way I would want my superior to behave. And I think what's important is we just take a moment. Maybe you need to take an inhale or whatnot, but really, I think addressing it is important. And we wouldn't even have a show today if it was easy for everyone to talk to their boss. Mm-hmm. So I really do think it is important that we acknowledge that we are no matter what position you're in, you are in a position where you should feel empowered to confront your boss if they're doing something that contradicts your personal beliefs, your values, or the way you see others should be treated. Mm-hmm. So I do think that's important. There definitely are going to be times where you and your boss do not see eye to eye. But even if it is uncomfortable for you, it is still extremely important to be able to say, I don't agree with how you addressed this situation, or I don't agree with how you went about handling this situation. So it is something that we should feel comfortable with, stepping out of our comfort zone and really addressing things like that.
You know, earlier this week, 60 Minutes interviewed President Trump, and he said to Leslie Stahl, but I'm the president and you're not. Mm-hmm. What about bosses who say, I'm the boss and you're not? Go ahead, speak the truth, Crystal. You know, I mean, how many people do you supervise?
I have a staff of 45.
45 people. So, and everybody loves you.
Yeah, I would like to say that. I will say that the one time in my career that I had to say, do something because I'm the boss, it physically hurt me because I felt like that person didn't trust me. They didn't believe in me. And as a leader, I need my team to understand that I am first in line. I will go to bat for you all. Right. I am in the trenches with you. So for you to not want to listen or to not take my advice or my direction means that you have doubt in me, which means we've gone somewhere wrong in our relationship.
Right, there's a bigger issue.
Yeah, and it's my job to repair it, to figure out where we turned left and if it's possible to fix it and go back to where we have that trust.
But with that said, and you know, all jokes aside, with 45 people that you are supervising, we're talking 45 different personalities, different backgrounds, different experiences, different ages, different perspectives. And while leadership, I'm quite sure, will have an impact on your relationship with them, it can't always be golden. How would you want one of the or any of the people that you supervise to approach you when they have an issue, whether it's with you or the work?
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge, right? But I think that as a manager, you manage the individual, you have to kind of build those relationships. I have personal relationships with all of my staff. I know their wives, their children, their mothers. I know how they're doing in school. I'm personally invested in each one of my staff, and they know that I have an open door policy. At any time, if you need anything, call. I have people that call at ungodly hours. You know, and sometimes I have to be like, is this an emergency? Can this wait, you know, 5 hours till I wake up? And I think because my staff sees me, I'm very hands-on. There's nothing too big or too small for me. You know, if I need to wash dishes, I'm washing dishes with my dishwasher. I'm behind the bar with my bartenders, whatever it is. I've earned my respect.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about communicating with your boss on this National Bosses Day. Have you had any difficult experiences with your boss, or maybe perhaps you've had a great experience with communicating interacting with your boss? So give us a call again at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ben, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Ben. What's on your mind? Ben, are you there? Ben, give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What about asking for a raise, Nichelle? What is the best way to go about that? Because everyone, it seems, at some point will want more money.
Right. That's just natural. I think what you first have to do is make sure that you are working in a way that proves you are worthy and you deserve a raise. If your track record does not show that you deserve a raise, you're not in a place to ask for one. So that has nothing to do with your boss. That's just you. But if you are really proving that your work ethic is in alignment with a raise, that you have shown that you're ready for more responsibility, it's really having that open communication that Crystal hit on earlier and being able to say and show, these are the projects that I worked on. This is the progress that I've made in the X amount of weeks or months or years. This is what I was doing. This is what I'm doing. This is who I'm managing. This is how they've grown. And this is what I want. Very often, people are not even asking for raises. And then they're confused as to why they're not getting it. And it's simple. It's because no one knew you wanted one. So we have to take some of that onus on ourselves. If you are not showing that your work ethic deserves... If you're not showing that your work ethic deserves a raise, if you're not showing that what you're doing is quality enough to get a raise, that's one thing. But if you are doing that, then the next step is for you to ask your boss. It's really to put some time on his or her calendar and say, you know, this is what I've done over the last couple of months, and this is what I want. This is how much more I want, and I've proven that I can do this. So a lot of times we're wondering why our bosses are not giving us raises, they're not gifting us extra money. And it's because that's not how the world works. It'd be very nice. I would love to go somewhere where someone could just give me extra money just because I showed up. But
me too.
Right? But the point is that we're not asking. So really, if you're wondering why you haven't been given a raise, then, you know, maybe that's something you need to take on, take into consideration.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about connecting and communicating with your boss on this National Bosses Day, more than flowers and cards for the best boss in the world. Let's go to Ms. Jones. Ms. Jones calling from Silver Spring. Ms. Jones, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just had a quick comment. You were talking about employees that were able to approach their bosses regarding concerning issues and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former principal and a former director of a school. And what I found that was helpful, because I was over a staff of over 100 teachers, what I found helpful was when if they had an issue or they wanted to talk about concerns, if they made an appointment with me to come in and sit down and talk, rather than just to come in and just start complaining. So it was more effective if they set up an appointment to come in and we could both sit down in a civilized manner and discuss whatever the issue was.
Okay. That sounds great. Ms. Jones, thank you so much. Your thoughts about that, Crystal?
I think that's great. It kind of removes the emotion out of things. It allows the person that has whatever it is that needs to get off their chest, it gives them time to kind of organize their thoughts, write things down, and just kind of prepare themselves for whatever it is that they feel that they need to get into. That's a great, great suggestion.
Doesn't it also kind of depend on the environment, or would that fly with every situation, whether it's restaurant management, whether it's a construction site, whether it's a law firm, or a dry cleaners with three employees?
I think that no matter where you're working, it is most appropriate to set up an appointment, especially if you want to have a conversation on any issues you're having inside of your office place, be it interpersonal issues or personnel issues, or you're expecting a raise. No one wants to be confronted with something like heavy like this, you know, kind of caught off guard. So I think setting up an appointment to have a conversation with your boss shows that you've thought it through, and it prepares them to have to come to the table in the same manner. It prepares them to be able to sit down and be able to have a conversation with you. If you catch them off guard, it's impossible for them to, you know, have those details laid out and ready for you the way you want them to.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marcia calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Marcia. What's on your mind?
It's interesting that you all are talking about this topic, because about a month ago, not quite a month ago, I had to make a decision as to whether or not to confront, and I shouldn't say confront, but to speak out on behalf of my fellow coworkers who had been feeling devalued and talked down to. And so in a meeting, I basically tried to address the work climate, and it completely went left. I didn't use any specific name, but when I said the environment was toxic and we were losing good people, my supervisor literally got upset, asked me to leave the meeting, and said if I wasn't happy where I was working, I needed to leave. And so she completely validated everything the employees had been complaining about, and she obviously took it personally and knew it was about her and she was the toxic individual. So how would you have suggested or would suggest that I had would have approached that topic with her to avoid her negative reaction.
I am interested in hearing what our experts have to say about that as well, but I need to take a break. And so, Marcia, I need you to hang on so that you will hear the answer. Also, Jamel and the other caller that is on the line right now, please stay with us because we want you to hear this answer. Also, the lines will remain open even after 7:30 as we make the switch over to Sirius XM channel 141. Lines are still open as we discuss Boss's Day and connecting and communicating with your boss at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And as always, our podcast and any information about our guests will be on WHUR.com after 9 o'clock tonight. But stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about connecting and communicating with your boss on this National Bosses Day. My guests are Michelle Holmes. She is a marketing and brand managing expert. Also, Crystal Hewitt. She is a restaurant manager here in the D.C. area. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We were talking to Marcia before the break, and she was asking about a really unfortunate and uncomfortable situation. Anybody have any thoughts about that situation that she just shared with us?
Unfortunately, Marcia, I think your situation is far too common. When people are toxic, I feel like they know they're toxic. So the reason why your boss was so, or maybe not your direct superior, but that the individual you expressed was so disturbed by that is because she understood she was the one in that situation who was toxic. And I actually came across a quote recently from a academic director at Pepperdine University, and the quote was, "People do not leave companies, they leave bosses." And it is exactly because of what you're describing. There are toxic people. There are people who make the work environment toxic. And she knows that, and that's why she asked you to leave the room, is because no one wants to be confronted in that way. And honestly, I don't know if there's much you could have done much differently, because maybe speaking with her one-on-one. But what it comes down to is that person ready to really take on a professional leadership role. As long as what you were saying was professional, there's nothing you did or could have done differently. But if someone's not ready to look at what they're doing and accept that they should be handling situations differently, they're never going to be ready to address certain situations. So I don't know how much differently you could have played it out. It's really speaks more onto her and what she's putting out there and how she's treating other people. So it's tough, but it's way too common.
Your thoughts?
I'm glad to hear that.
First, I want to say thank you for speaking up on behalf of everyone. That takes a lot of courage, especially in this Me Too movement that we have going on, just people standing up and speaking their truth. It's so important. And I think, Marcia, I think you have a... That's a challenge, right? No one wants to hear that they've done something wrong or that, you know, they're supposed to be leaders and their staff look up to them in a negative way. There's a big difference between being a boss and a leader. Anyone can be a boss, right? You stick at a job long enough and they'll promote you.
Yeah, someone's going to work under you.
Someone. But, you know, good leadership, a lot of it has to do with self-reflection and being able to take criticism. I'm not perfect by any means. I mess up, you know, all the time. And I have staff that are like, "Hey, we don't do it that way, remember?" And I'm like, "Oh, I forgot." You know, and you just kind of have to take them on the chin as they come. That person, you know, definitely has their own issues.
Definitely.
And it's, you know, that's just, it's really unfortunate. I'm so sorry that that happened.
Well, you know what? I was okay with it. I really felt like I was a catalyst for change. I knew one day I was going to have to speak up because I'd watched it going on for 10 years, basically. And just seeing people being, their spirits being broken, and you're absolutely right. People don't leave jobs, they leave bosses. And it's because that environment is toxic. And even though I was very generic in my statement, she lashed out, which means she actually took it personally, and she had to have known that she was the person causing all of this toxicity.
Well, Marcia, let me ask you, before I move on to the next caller, so what was the outcome of...
The outcome was that she asked me to leave, and I didn't think I should have to leave because I was voicing my opinion about our work climate. It ended up, we had to meet with our leadership about the altercation, and I actually did own my part in when she asked me to leave and I wouldn't leave the meeting. I said that would probably be the only part where I regret not leaving, but I don't regret what I said. And because of that, some changes have taken place. She is different in how she speaks to the staff, so she's very mindful now of her actions because it was put in her face. So now she has to deal with it. So
Well, Marcia, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. We really appreciate your phone call and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jamel calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Jamel. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to reach out and just for National Boss Day for my boss, who doesn't really get a lot of the recognition that she deserves. It's her position, she deals with a lot, especially with staff. She's one of those bosses that's very lenient and very understanding, and a lot of people take advantage of that, I see, for the time that I have been on the job. And it's really sad because you don't come across a lot of bosses that she does. She always put family first, you know, and she gives a lot of chances.
Okay.
But a lot of terms like that, I feel like people take a lot of advantage of her. So, you know, in that environment where people take advantage, when you decide to put your foot down, some people, they get upset. And I've seen a lot of that go on, but I just wanted to shout my boss out because she's awesome. And she gives a lot of chances, and she helps people.
What's your boss's name, Jamel?
Her name is Diane.
Okay, Diane. Shout out to Diane.
Shout out, Diane.
Diane.
I love her.
All right. Thank you
awesome.
So. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jason calling from Northwest D.C. What's on your mind? Jason, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. Yes. Sorry. Go right ahead.
Good evening to your guests. And to you. A question that I have, you're in a situation where there are certain things that are going on that you're not, that you don't feel comfortable with, and you try to bring it out to your boss, and then they refuse to listen to anything that you want to indicate. They tell you if you don't like the situation, you can leave. You can't always get up and leave every time things go wrong, but you know, in such cases where you have a bunch of women bosses, and they all sort of tend to stick together. So whatever you say, you know, they don't want to listen. And then if you try to step above to the next level, then there's always repercussions along those lines. So what do you do in a situation like that?
I'm going to let Michelle try to tackle that one first. Go ahead. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Jason, for calling in. There's a couple of key things I think are important that we need to keep in mind, whether our boss is a woman or a man. Those being that we always need to remain professional. So sometimes people will come at their boss because they're passionate about something in a way that is not coming off professionally. And that's something to keep in mind. Timing is important as well. Are you jumping in front of your boss when they have a meeting? Are you setting up, or are you setting up time to have a conversation where you guys can both hash out these arguments or discrepancies? And tone is important as well. And I think something to keep in mind, whether your boss is a woman or a man, is that if you're using a stronger tone because maybe you're trying to get your point across, how is that going to come off to your boss? So that's something just to keep in mind. And then something just to try, maybe running your comment by someone else just to see how it's coming off. That may be something helpful because
Say again?
The tone has been such that, you know, I realize the delicacy of the situation. And because of that, you know, my tone has been such that it was very, in a matter, I realized, you know, that we are dealing with, I'm not dealing, you know, with a gender situation. But I understand that there are certain things that men do and women do and things like that. But sometimes, you know, it's always, you're in a situation where they tell you, well, if you don't like the way, you know, the situation is, you can move. You can go elsewhere.
Well, Jason, without a whole lot of details, but one of the things I would say is delicacy may vary depending on the issue.
Yeah.
We could be talking about child care. We could be talking about health care. We could be talking about procedures. It depends on... It depends on where you work, whether you work in a hospital, whether you work in a restaurant, perhaps you may work on, you know, on a construction site. And so the culture of the employment place really, really may impact how you address these things. Would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of that matters, but it's also about self-reflection. You know, you have to see how much of a part you play into this. Is it something that you are, you know, kind of building up towards? Yeah, are you kind of stirring the pot a little? Is it something, you know, like we said, it may not be what you say, it may be how you say
right.
it, especially, you know, just from kind of listening to your comment, it seems though, obviously, your boss or bosses are female, and there may be some tension there, even if it's not gender-related, it may be age-related, it may be, you know, it's definitely a challenge being a woman and being younger in my industry. A lot of my staff are older than me, mm-hmm. and so it's hard sometimes for them to take direction from me, and they don't mean it. It's just natural.
It's unintentional.
Yeah, it's unintentional.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, like she said.
There is an age difference there, you know, where you have much younger people there, and, you know, some of the people that have been there, senior people that have been there a little longer, like I have.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thank you so much for your phone call, and good luck as you try to navigate this. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marcia, a few callers ago, said something that struck me. In speaking up for other employees, what are the risks of doing that? Because she said that this was an issue that had been going on for 10 years. That's a really long time, first of all. Second of all, if she felt that she had to speak up for those who were unwilling to do it, and she was willing to take that risk, I would imagine that the consequences could be grave. And from a supervisor's position, toxic or otherwise, a supervisor may first say, well, why didn't somebody else bring this up? Why are you the designated hitter?
Yeah.
what are the consequences of doing that?
I think we do have to acknowledge that a reason why a lot of people do not speak up is because they are afraid. They're afraid of what these consequences are. So, like, let's just put the biggest one out there. Like, am I going to get fired for expressing my opinion on something? And a lot of times that fear makes us put our opinions and our values into a backseat, which we really shouldn't have to do. We should be comfortable in our workplace, empowered by our bosses and our supervisors to be able to come to them with issues. But that is in the perfect world. You know, that's in our utopia. There are times where that is not the case and it is difficult to approach your bosses. So we do have to understand the right timing to approach some of these situations, or if we're approaching the right person. Maybe you do not need to go to your direct supervisor. Maybe it may be his peer or his or her peer, or even a person above that person. So it's really playing it out, speaking with your HR representative. Maybe it's taking it out of that direct supervisor role to really acknowledge, like, these are some key issues that we have in the company as a whole. This is how it's impacting our staff, and this is how it's impacting our work. But there are consequences sometimes, but big picture, we really need to look at what these outcomes could be and how we could, you know, really long term make a difference in the company. And I think that's what we saw with Marcia.
I'd love to hear what Crystal had to say about that as well, but I need to take a break first. We'll get her reaction on the other side. Also, I want to hear from both of you. Worst boss stories. Tell me a tale of your worst boss story. As long as that worst boss is not where you are currently working, I want everybody to leave here with a job. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about communicating with your boss and connecting with your boss on National Bosses Day. Before the break, Crystal, I brought up the issue about speaking up for coworkers who are refusing to or unwilling to defend themselves. As a supervisor, if someone says to you that you were unkind to Steve, or you were out of order with Mary, what is your impression of the person who comes to their defense, number one? And number two, for Steve and Mary, do you question why you didn't hear from them?
You know, I think there are always dominant personalities in work. There's always going to be that one person that's always kind of pushing for good or bad. You know, so that one person that confronts me, you know, about Steve or Mary, you politely say, well, thank you so much for, you know, your opinion. I'm going to sit down with Steve and Mary and have a conversation, because Steve and Mary may not feel that same way. Right? It may have just been your opinion. Steve and Mary, we might have been joking and you not know, because you weren't on the inner circle of that. You know, and that's kind of like what harassment, right? Like, it's not necessarily about the person. It could just be someone overhearing something that makes them uncomfortable, and now it's a harassment case. You know, and then you sit down with Steve and Mary and go, hey, it may have been brought to my attention from another staff member that you may have been offended or insulted or hurt by something that I said. You know, I want to talk about it. Let's talk about it. And if they don't feel comfortable, you can always, I'm big on third person. There should always be a neutral person. HR is great. Most companies at this point have HR. You know, just get them involved in any kind of situation to cover everyone's behinds. Yeah. It's important.
Worst boss story, Nichelle.
Worst is such a strong word, and I may need a referral later.
I got you. I got you. Trust me. You'll get a new job right away. Trust me.
No, I've been blessed. I've had a great amount of bosses, but as with interacting with any person, there are qualities that I emulate in some of my bosses, and there are qualities where I say, when I get to that position, I will never do that. And I had one boss. I had one boss who sat in his office, literally played fantasy football. I spoke to him once a week just to give him an update. And then that was the extent of our interaction. And in my book, that is not a good boss. As a person, he was fine. You know, I won my fantasy football league that year because he helped out. He did my lineup. It was great. But that's not the guidance I'm looking for. That's not the engagement I'm looking for. That is not a good boss. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I had one boss who was unfair with deadlines, unfair with what my role was, unfair with turnarounds, unfair with promises that were made to external parties and that would fall back on me. That's not a great boss. Again, does it reflect poorly on him as a person? Not 100%, but that is not what I'm looking for. I don't need someone who doesn't respect my work-life balance, who doesn't respect my time, who doesn't respect my who I am as a being, like what I'm bringing to the table. So, you know, the world's given you a little bit of everything when it comes to bosses, but it's really taking what you want out of certain people and being able to say, okay, I can go forward with that, or I want these qualities, and then the qualities you don't want, saying when I get to that position, I'm never going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, worst boss situation?
Yeah, so it's been recent, actually. I think
you're going to need a referral.
No,
okay,
no.
Go ahead.
I'm good. Okay. Because I think he knows the type of person he is, but he's very big on trying to prove me wrong at everything I say. It has to be wrong, even when it's right. He finds a way to just make it wrong. His emails, the tone in which he talks, he's very threatened by me for a number of reasons. And they're like, it's his problem, not mine. You know, it's you, it's not me. And he has no problem trying to belittle me in a room full of men as the only female. It's always me. I'm always wrong.
Right.
And so it's challenging for sure. And I've just decided that, you know, I'm going to just limit my communication with him. It's better for the both of us.
But can you do that? Because there are certain situations where you cannot work around your boss. And you may be like, you know, oil and water, where there is no mixing. And so how do you address those issues when you both need each other?
Harold, for that one, I'd like to introduce you to my little friend, Per Hour Conversation.
Per Hour
Conversation. That is my favorite way to start an email. And then Mr. CC. I am huge on that.
I'm at
Mr. CC.
I'm
BCC.
Yeah. Oh, you're BCC.
I'm BCC.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. It's real over there.
Carbon copy, blind copy.
Absolutely. And
yeah. No. I think the meme on Facebook said, Per Hour Conversation means, did you hear what I said?
Yes.
It's the most
professional way to put someone in their place, because sometimes that is necessary. And you're 100% correct. There are going to be times where you cannot go around your boss. There are going to be times where you don't see eye to eye. And for me, it's always been putting all that information in writing, because you're not going to come back to me and say, I did not say that, or I told you specifically to do it some other way. No, sir. Per our conversation, and now per my email, you'll see that we did talk about this, and this is how we agreed upon it. So, and then that's why I also use CC, because you're right. You can't always go around, but you can include other people into the conversation, really open it up for some dialogue, if that's really what it calls for. So those are two ways that maybe not get around your boss, but really to help protect yourself. At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's really protecting your brand, your personal brand, protecting your work, protecting your work ethic. So those are two things that I've come very familiar with.
As a boss, Crystal, you said earlier you mess up all the time. When you know that you're right about something and then it turns out that you weren't, how do you address that?
Yeah, you just address it. You say, my bad. I dropped the ball.
Per our conversation, my bad.
Yeah. You just gotta follow, like,
both ways.
You gotta just follow. I mean,
you're welcome.
I've definitely been wrong. And you just kind of go, like, you know what? I apologize. I dropped the ball on that one. However, moving forward, we won't have any more issues.
Yeah, but should you expect a my bad from the boss when the boss makes a mistake?
I think it doesn't really matter, right? Like, for me, I don't need, just knowing myself that I'm right, I don't need someone else to, like, high five me or you know, I'm not trying to kick anyone while they're down.
Right.
I know my job. I know that I am more than qualified to do my job and to do the best that I can do. I'm not here to make anyone feel bad or to belittle anyone and humiliate you or take your pride from you. You know, hey, my bad. I dropped the ball. That's fine. We can move past it.
You dropped the linguine.
Yeah. You know, you ordered well done and it was medium rare. Yeah, we can absolutely fix that, sure. But I think that, you know, again, if you need someone to kind of acknowledge that they were wrong.
And validate it.
Yeah, it says something about you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yes, everyone technically should be able to say, I'm sorry, or, you know, my bad, or whatever it is. But we know that's probably the hardest thing, even in personal relationships, right? To, like, apologize to your partner and say, like, oh, honey, I'm sorry. Oops. I forgot to take out the trash.
Yeah. And then that says a lot about you just as a boss and as a leader, because there are so many bosses who don't want, who want the praise without the accountability. And you can't really have it both ways. You have to be able to say, okay, this is how we're going to do it. And if it goes well, you want to be able to share that with your team, share that, you know, that credit with your team. But if it goes wrong, you should be comfortable with taking the onus on that and on yourself on that. And a lot of times we don't see that with boss and leaders. And that's, well, with bosses, not leaders. And that's what causes that tension some of the times, which we have to be mindful of.
Crystal, best boss story.
Best boss story. Oh, there's so many. I've been so fortunate to have great leadership. I think being in the position that I'm in, I have to give credit to all of my good bosses. I've definitely taken things from them. But I would probably say it was very early on in my career. She was a young African-American woman, and she owned it. She faced all of the discrimination, and she, you know, she looked at me and she said, you're going to have to deal with this. At some point, you're going to have to pick personal, like family, over your profession. And she said, you can't have both. It's so hard to have both. And she said, so you have to decide.
You can't do it all.
You can't.
At least not then.
Not then. You know, she says you have to love what you do, because you're going to have to sacrifice if this is what you want. And being in the restaurant business, there's no days off. Like, you have Christmas off. Someone has to be at work. I don't get holidays. I don't get time with my family. I have chosen my career over a lot of things, and it's definitely costed me moments with family and personal life. But I love what I do, and I've gained a bigger family. You know, my work family, sometimes they know what's going on with me more than I know what's going on with me. So I think just having a boss that's honest and vulnerable, and just kind of, you know, the my bads. I know that sounds crazy, bads, yeah. But just being humble.
Right.
Real quick, Nichelle, best boss story. I've got about a minute.
I think my boss that I have right now is just extremely amazing.
Of course.
She is. No.
She's trying to keep that job.
Right, exactly. No referral from Harold. Right. Go ahead. Yeah.
No. She said to me, even as recently, maybe like a week ago, just whatever you choose to do, I support you 100%.
That's incredible.
And right? And that's, it was incredible. Just like, I don't even, she just said it and she kept going, and she said, you know, there's going to be times where you make mistakes, and I don't dwell on them. Just keep going. You're going to mess up. Acknowledge that you messed up. Don't do it again. And it's like that level of empowerment, that level of having an advocate like that, that's really all I could ask for in a boss. That's the type of boss that I want to be, the type of boss and the type of qualities I want to see in myself. And it's, she says things like that all the time that basically empower me to say, I'm gonna run 100 miles per hour until I hit a wall, and then that's when I'll realize I shouldn't do that, and I'm just gonna figure it out from there.
Yeah. Okay.
Nichelle Holmes and Crystal Hewitt, thank you both so much. Happy Bosses Day to you as well. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, October 16th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.